Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Psalm 12.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, 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 are exalted. Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Are exalted, 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 are exalted.
Mizmor Yudbet, Lamnatseah, Al Hashiminit, Mizmor Le David. Hoshia Adonai, Kigamar Hasid, Kifasu Emunim, Mibene Adam. Shav Yedabberu, Ish et Re'ehu. שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרד אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
مزمور عصر أنت بك النفع عصره لك لما زمران عليك ثلاث من تنيا يدعويت مزمور عبيتو عدنين دق سوالك وعلنا كسول جوتشم متماماً قدلو علنا ارس برسات جوكان تنقرن ينقران بشنقلا كنفر خلت لبهنو ينقران يكشنقلان كنفرو چهنو كزيابيريات افات جوان ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውን ምላስ ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል መድኃኒትን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ
Brings us here to the daily psalm right here for the fourth day of the Shavuah. That's called Wednesday right here. Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
מזמור צד ד. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי עוול. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יה, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו? הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Eventually will come down.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uri Parati Pat Sahib Sobo.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to repeat holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness, and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced. for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel and take heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns, they have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Bless Beab Ubu Manfatsagu Adu Amla Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here. Shema Israel. Here. Give ear right here for the Rabbi'i. Aliyah. The fourth reading and up offering up Aliyah for this Shabbat. Shabbat Devari. Sabbath words, the words, these are the words. Here. For the Rabbi'i, the fourth, offering up Aliyah reading for this Shabbat Devarim. Here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 1, here at verse 39, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Moreover, your little ones, which y'all said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good or evil, they shall go in thither, they are, and to them will I give her, and they shall possess it, But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the Midbar, into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. Then ye y'all answered and said to I, we, I and I have sinned, have upped up against the Yahweh Jehovah. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh Eloheinu, that Jehovah, I and I Elohim, commanded us. And when ye y'all had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye y'all were ready to go up into the hill. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, say to them, go not up, Aliyah not up, go not up, neither fight. For I am not among you, lest ye all be smitten before your enemies. So I spake to you, and ye all would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh of Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. And ye all returned and wept lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. But Jehovah would not hearken to your voice, your vocal, nor give ear to you. So ye all abode in Kadesh many days, according to the days that ye all abode there. Shema Yisrael, Rastafari Hoy, Shema, here. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 2. The wanderings and conflicts of the wilderness of the Midbar. Then we, I and I, turned and took our I and I journey into the wilderness by the way of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, as Jehovah spake to I. And we, I and I, compassed Mount Seir many days.
The condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked up mentality, blind eyes can't see, no,
find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he delivered them. There was only one problem. Israel love them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The famine is why I ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. We are the problem, we always in constant. Turn the back on the creator, I know we are the ones to say Babylon a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed, them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. We fall from grace, we turn your face, no time to turn back and win the race. Why do the
Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba The whole place is
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
There's some key and noteworthy points here in Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words. First Torah portion reading and feeding, and this first parsha here in the fifth book of Moses, the final book of HaTorah, when we come to the Shalishi Aliyah. It's very, very interesting because there's a couple of key words, and one particular key word comes out here, and this is the Aliyah here where Moshe, he recounts how the spying out and searching out the land that we have touched on and addressed in the fourth book in Numbers, in the Sefer Bamidbar, in the wilderness Torah book, the fourth book. Now here we're in Devarim, the words. So here we have the first section here, and this is subscribed or superscribed in the Scofield Study Bible as the failure at the Kadesh Barnea. Now, when we come to verse 22 for the Shalishi, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering, and even that term of going up, the Aliyah, we have John saying to them to go up. You know, to go up into the land, to go up. And this word is used in verse 21, which is the final verse of the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering or reading, right, where it says, Behold, Jehovah, thy Elohim, Yahweh Elohecha, hath set the land before thee. Go up. So when we get to verse 21 right here, let's just bring this up. It says, Re'eh. Now here the behold, we should just note that right here. The behold right here is the Re'eh. Now sometimes we would say, Hine, or behold, you know, Hine. There's a hain and Hine. There's a short form, and that's like, look, see, here it is. But this sense of behold, the Re'eh, is like if you're speaking to an individual, male singular, and I'm saying to that male to see, Re'eh, right? Like we have Reuben's name Reuben in the Hebrew means like saying to a multitude, like to all of you, like saying to all of you, Reu, look, see, Reuben, look, see a son. See a son here, it's behold, re'eh, see this. In other words, see this, not just in the sense of hein, hine, like here it is, or like this is the point, here it is, right? This is it here, look, see, here it is, in that sense, but it's more of seeing, in the sense of the vision. See the vision of this, right? To behold. So we also have the word arai within the Ethiopic and the Royal Amharic, but it's from that same root to see. Now it's interesting in the Afro-Shemitic languages, the biblical Hebrew, we have like the Gutas, the Ethiopic, but also in the Royal Amharic, we also have this sense kind of brought out with the vision, but in the Ge'ez and in the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew sense, we have the sense of shepherding and seeing. So these are Hebrew words that, besides one particular, there's a aleph and there's an ayin. The ayin is a deeper, you know, a deeper A sound, and then we have the aleph. Here we have the aleph, re'ei, in that sense is see. Now we also have the word for shepherd, but here it's to see, behold, re'ei, and natani yahuwah eloheka, behold, or see. Right, see, Jehovah, the I Elohim, have set the land, lifaneka. Now, in this sense, speaking to one man or the collective, the corporate body. So we find that much of what we have in the Hebrew, as we mentioned, the Ten Commandments, are the Ten Commandments to men only. In that sense, what is meant here? What is the context? Let's study this here. In just studying and zooming in on this verse and zooming in on some of the key, this key word of the land, concerning the land, because here is recounted the spies, the incident of the spies. There was 12 spies, and 10 brought back lies that discouraged that particular generation from going up, making the aliyah up, the aliyah up to go forward, right? Instead, they turned around and went down into Egypt. We compare this is like into even the civil rights, or that whole thing that went on. You know, people call the civil rights and the 60s and coming into the 70s, you see where there's this turning away, right, from that repatriation and going forward, right, and actually turning around and going back into Egypt. That's what the whole MLK and the Civil Rights March in the big picture, in the prophetic picture, represents, you know, is going down to Egypt. Now, we can get into the prophets, which also speaks of it, again, as something that would face the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael. Even the dreamer, the one who has a dream versus the vision. The vision seen, taking that time to enjoy Jahview and getting that POV, the true point of view. So here being said, here he says, and I said to you, so when Moshe now is speaking to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, he's speaking to Israel as a corporate man. Right? So he's speaking to all of the ones and ones and ones all together as one corporate body. So this is why we said even before that we have corporate law and the principles of corporate law, right, and the pattern of it here in Scripture. Right? So this is what we study so we can apply it. Right? Because this is the wisdom. This is our wisdom. Just teaching, his directions, his instructions. That's what it's a study. Study to shoot yourself approved. So here it says, Re'ei natani yahuwah eloheka lefaneka et ha'aretza elei reish ka asher diberi yahuwah Elohe aboteka lak al tira wi al tehat. So we have this verse here. Behold or see, Jehovah the I Elohim, Re'ei natani yahuwah eloheka, has set the land lifaneka, before the eyes, presence and perception, lifaneka, the ka there speaking to the corporate body all as one man. So when we spell the principle of corporate law, right, corporate law, we are the body, right, and HaMoshiach, the head, right, the head of the body, so that's one corporate, right, speaking about the corporate man, right, that corporate man, right, lifaneka, et ha'aretz, elei, go up, elei, speaking to the man, like if I say to a brother, Ilay, 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 Ilay. It's an oin, Ilay, Ilay, like the Aliyah, Aliyah. Here in the sense of a command, Ilay, Reish. Go up, take possession. Go up, take possession. Ilay, Reish. Ilay, going up, Reish. From the Yarash, the sense of Yarash, to inherit, but it has a sense of taking possession. So we say we have to speak on, well, what is the Hebrew, the Hebraic idea of to inherit, the Yarash? Right? What does Yarash mean? In driving out the previous so-called tenants. Right? We're speaking about the ancient landlording. Right? What is the ancient and the principle, right? The principle of and the pattern as well. So the word reish is the command. Elay is the command. Elay reish. Elay reish. Let's just bring this up right here since we are here speaking on this particular subject matter. Let us bring this up right here and get into this word right here where we're at right here. We're in verse, what is this, 21, to possess, right? We're talking about possession and to possess. And here we have the word as the command, right? The word as a command and getting to the root idea, we have Yarash. It's the H3423. Just to bring this out, right? Yarash, Yarash, Yaresh. Yarash, Yaresh. Like a tomato, tomato, there's dialects. So Yarash, Yaresh. To occupy by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. Yarash, Yaresh. So it says Aresh. When it says take, right, take possession. KJV, how does KJV? It says go up and possess. Go up and possess it. Now, if you look into KJV, you see the word and it is italicized. So more the force of the Hebrew, looking at the KJV, taking out the italicization in the reading, it will be go up, possess. Elay reish. Elay reish. Or bringing it out more, go up and take. And take possession, occupy, Yarash, go up and occupy by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. That's the root right there, the H3423 of inheritance, possession, right? But it also can have a sense of dispossessing, right? Depends on the context of it. So in this sense, it can also be interpreted of go up and dispossess by implication to seize. Some might connotate that as to rob, right, or to inherit, also to expel, to impoverish, and to ruin. In order to inherit, that means that the previous tenants have to be dispossessed, to seize, to expel, right, to impoverish or to ruin. But the idea, the root idea is to occupy, go up and take possession. Take possession, drive out previous tenants, possess in their place, inherit. So this word, so when we come across this, we have to look at the context. What is the ancient, right, the ancient and the principal context? Because there ain't nothing new, there ain't nothing new under the sun, right? So here we're getting the teaching, the directions, the instruction. And now this brings us right here where he says the land, go up, possess. Go up, possess. Elay reish, as Yahweh Elohei, Elohei, Aboteka, Aboteka, as Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs. Also the importance of the fathers. The importance of fathers, the importance of patriarchs, hath said to thee, I fear not, neither be discouraged. Al tira, wa al tehat, fear not, neither be dismayed. Don't fear, don't be dismayed, Now, bringing it forward right here, once again, when we get into the third, the Shalishi Aliyah, verse 22, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "And ye came near to me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us, I and I, out the land, and bring us word." Remember, what was the name of this fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Devarim, these are the words. Every time I hear the word, sound and power. Remember, word comes before sound. As Prince Farai, right, in that tune that's appropriately connected with this fifth book of Moses, every time I hear the word. Prince Farai, classic right there, connected right here, even with this fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Hebraically, these be the words, Devarim. But here, Moshe is recounting and retelling, and he says, everyone. See, some say this implies a reproach, that Moshe complained that the young and the old, commoners and nobles, they approached him in an unorderly crowd. They just like mobbed him. They mobbed him, every one of you. Right, every one of you, and ye y'all came near to I, every one of you. Now here's where the Shalishi, the first words of the third reading, the third Aliyah, right here. Why tikrevun elai kulkem. Every one of you, kulkem, all of you, young and old, commoners and nobles, approach Moshe in somewhat of an unorderly, like a mob, right? A mob. Now, what did they say? They said, we will send men before us. Now, as we study this right here, it might seem from the fourth book, right, that this is what I think in the previous lecture and a reasonment on this Torah portion, we had brought out that in concerning the spies, right, these be the words, that it would seem as though that was a command, that Jah commanded them, right, by the context of it, studying the context, Moses is bringing now, he's now testifying. Right, so we have to look at these as testimonies, and some might imagine contradictions because they're not really studying it, and they're not looking at the diction and even with the Hebrew and what is really being said. Here is giving the details. Here we're getting the details. The details are that every one of them, commoners, nobles, young and old, had kind of mobbed Moses, and somewhat of a reproach is being mentioned here in their approach when they said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us what? Word. Get that? Word. So we have word, davar, the davar. They shall bring the davar, the dabar. So we have me, dabar. We have right here, dabarim, devarim. And here we have davar. All right, so we have this connection with the word both in the fourth book, the wilderness, mi debar, here in the fifth book, devarim, and even here in devar, in the beginning was the devar, debar, the word, abra kadabra, the debra, even in that, I create some, bringing that out with the Hebraic sense of it, I create that which I speak. So also devar, right, is also to speak. But here we have the devar, they will bring back the matter, the word. KJV has word again, by what way we must go up. So here, even in this sense of na'ille baha. In other words, we go up, baha, in ha, in her, in the land. By what way and into what cities we shall come. And the saying, get this right here, the saying please me well. Moshe now brings out that the saying please him well.
Some interpret this to say that it's because they all demanded it. They all demanded it. And he goes on to say, I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. How interesting. We talk about the pioneer settlers, those who are called the pioneer settlers in connection with the land grant of Garmawi Kanmawi Haile Selassie to we, the black people of the world, through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. What do we have? We have 12 signers, right, of that particular division of the land at that time, going back to the 70s, right, the 70s, time of the 70s. So we're looking at both the constant word in the studying of the logos or the davar, the davarim, the words, these be the words, and also looking at the rhema. The rhema is like how it applies in the situation, how it applies, you know, at the time, you know, the application. Is there an app for this? So when we ask, does Jah Torah apply to repatriation, sustainable repatriation, the land grant, Shashamani, the Ethiopian Federation, our divine heritage, does it apply? When his man said, for my part, I glory in the Bible, does it apply? And if it has not or did not fulfill with the previous generation, can we also then also apply the principles we have here in the script? Because here it's being repeated for the benefit of a new generation. So here we're getting the youths, because many of that old school generation has wandered round and round and round in the same wilderness for 40 years. And now a new generation's on the rise. So this Deuteronomy, repetition of the law, right, even that Mishnah of the Torah, right, is going now over these points to bring out the fine point as well as the principles, and also with the details. So here we see that it's each one of them. The people were very interested. What's going on? We need someone, eyes and ears. Right? We will send men. And so Moses now organizes, you know, there's somewhat unorderly mob as they mobbed him, they crowded him, and now he puts it to the 12 men, right? Though the 12 spies, they were heads of their tribes. Now note that also from the fourth book, from Bamidbar, Numbers, where we first encounter this in a kind of an overview, the highlights of much of the ukeries, the ups and downs and follies, right, fornications under the crowns that were happening out in the wilderness, some of the highlight points and principles. And each of those also applies to the once lost, now found, as we even have articulated, right, more or less, depends on what point, at what time, even in the broadcast previously, from the previous Torah portion. Now here, this is to move it forward and get an overview, right, that it was one of a tribe, and they turned and went up, they aliyed up into the mount and came into the valley of Eshkol and searched it out. Now also another interesting thing is that the Hebrew, the Tor, Wayaturu, right, and they toured the land, touring the land, spying out the land. So each of the 12 spies or scouts, we could say spies / scouts, they were rases or roshe of their matot, of their respective tribes. Moses referred to them simply as men. Note here, he says 12 men. Just simply put, he refers to them simply put as men. And the thing pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one man for every tribe. Now, some reason on this and say, well, the reason why they are referred to as simply as Anashim, Isha Echad, right? La Shavet, right? Each of a tribe, is because they had proved to be wicked men, just basically just this men, because there's different terms, as we have pointed out, for men, right? Different terms for men. There's certain details that often get lost, right, in translation. Thus we study. So here there's the Valley of Eshkol, so named because of the grape cluster. Remember the grape cluster? In Hebrew, the Eshkol is a cluster of grapes. So from a Hebraic view, we see this as, you know, Eshkol. And one says, well, what is Eshkol? Well, once you understand that Eshkol in the Hebrew is a grape cluster, if we would read it as, and came to the Valley of Grape Cluster. Here we're in the first chapter, right, of the fifth book of Moses. Here we are at verse 24, just concerning the Valley of Eshkol. Right? Now moving on to verse 25, where we get our key word, the Toba, and the connection with the Tobia and the ancient Ethiopia or the Tobia. Here it says, and they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us and brought us Ainai word again. So bringing that davar, that word, davar, what is the word? Word up. What's good? What's the word? What's the word? And said, it is a good land which Jehovah Ayinai Elohim doth give Ayinai. So this brings us right here to verse 25. And here in verse 25, what do we have? Right? So here we have where it says, Wayomru, Wayomru, right? And they said, Wayomru, Tova, 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 Tobia. The Tob means good, Tova means like she is good. So we have Tobia, Toba, Ethiopia, Tobia, right? The true, we could say, our own indigenous Afro-Shemitic root of the name, right? Because most when they say Ethiopia, they go to the Greek because they're coming from the Western Gentile state of mind. The other half of the story, getting to the roots, right, we define the Tobia Hebraically referring to the good and particularly the Toba. We have Tob, good, in a masculine sense, and here in the feminine sense, Wayomru Toba, Tobia, Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Tobia, Ethiopia, Toba Haaretz. So here saying that Toba, Toba Haaretz, good is the land. We say Ethiopia Haaretz, good is the land, Tova Haaretz, Asher Yahweh Eloheinu Noten Lanu. Good is the land which Jehovah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, doth give, Noten Lanu, doth give Ayinai. So there, the Tova, just take note right there, we have Tova there, and then as we touch on verse 25, right, Slika, we have verse 25, and then we go about 10 verses to verse 35. Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see the good of that good land. See that good land. So here when we get to verse 35, Im Yireh, Im Yireh, Ish Ba Nashim Ha Eile Ha Dor Ha Ra'a Haze Eita Ha Aretza Ha Tova Ha Aretz, the land Ha Tova, Ha Tova, Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Hatova, Haaretz, Hatova, Asher, Nisha Baeti, La Tet, La Ebotekem. So here he says right here in verse 35, it says, surely there shall not one of these evil, one of these men of this evil generation see that good land. That good land, that good land. So just the connection with the good and the Tob and the ancient Shemitic and Afro-Shemitic word sound. Ha-Tobah, here called Ha-Aretz. Haaretz Hatova, Hatova. So we're seeing the roots of the defining of the ancient Tovia or the good land. So good, referring to the good land, referring to that ancient Ethiopia land, right? The full of fullness, Haaretz Hatova, Haaretz Hatova. So they were denied this good land. So making this connection right here, just as a brief, we could say, you know, first words as we're looking at the, you know, the details, some of the highlight details, you know, what are some of the go forward points, and even getting into more details as we compare and contrast both the constant, right, the constant word, right, the constant word and the instant application as we can apply it to I and I, and we even in this 400th of 2019, 2020, they say 2020 is hindsight, or good hindsight is called 2020, good sight, seen, seen. So the connection of the Haaretz Hatova, the good land, as we have it's a Tova Haaretz. Good is the land, Tova, Ethiopia, Haaretz. Tova, good is the land, and that good land, we have it here, Haaretz, Ha-Tova, Haaretz, Ethiopia, Haaretz, Ha-Tova.
Something about this generation, they're all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity, see their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitudes think they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil. Devils in disguise. They curse, they fight. What a terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed in blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Oh, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, we
people have to say. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evilest ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're up and dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
Yes, give thanks to our Shiloh right there, this generation. So Moshe here in the Mishnah HaTorah, that's what's called the Mishnah. You might have heard that term. It's found here in Deuteronomy in the Hebrew, the Mishnah HaTorah, like a repetition of the direction and instruction. Moshe gives his account of what has preceded, even in the three of the four books previous. Here we're in the fifth book right here. But this brings us right here to the scene. Chabarim right here brings us to today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, get an ear.
Psalm 12.
Here.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted.
They spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is the land which we passed through to search it, the land which we passed land through to search it, 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 through to search it. The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land, is an exceeding good land, is an exceeding good and 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 exceeding good.
And they spake to all the company of the Bnei Yisrael, saying, the land which I passed through to search it, to tour it, is an exceeding good land. The land. Why Yomru Il kol edata bnei Yisrael leimor ha aretz asher abarnu bach la tur ota oba ha aretz meod. Tova ha'aretz, me'od, tova,
Ethiopia. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Father and son. Father and son. Father and son. Father and son. Father and
son. Now the king is good man, good man.
godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, and the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי חסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות מבני אדם.
למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. אדוני כי גם החסיד, יפסדו אמונים מבני אדם. עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות בלב ובלב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדון לנו. משוד עניים מעין כת אביונים, עתה קום יאמר אדוני אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, בעלי לארץ מזוכזק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי פסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanith. A psalm of David. Help, Lord. For the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Lamnatzeach al ha-Shemanith, mizmor le-Dawid. Hoshia Yahweh ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. Hear. For the leader, la menatzeach. For the leader, for the chief musician, al ha-shemanit, on the eighth, on the shemanit, al ha-shemanit. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant. Isis, mizmor le-Dawi, a psalm of David. Hoshi'a Yahuwah ki gamar chasid. Help, Hoshi'a, help, save. Hoshi'a Yahuwah, save Jehovah. For the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki gamar chasid. For the chasid, for the chasid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful, fail. Ki fasu emunim, for the emunim, the emunim, the faithful. Ki fasu emunim, for the faithful fail. Mibne Adam, mibne, from the sons of Adam. Mibne Adam. Mizmor Yod Beit. Lanatriach al ha-shemanit. Mizmor le-Dawi. Hoshi'a Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Zehu she'amar hakatub. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah. Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min haaretz v'yashar ba'adam ayin kulam ledamim ye'erovu yishaeta achihu ya'tzudu cherem. Hear the full verse. Micah chapter 7 verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad chasid min haaretz v'yashar ba'adam. Hear. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min haaretz v'yashar ba'adam. Aina kulam al damima ye erovu ish eta achihu yatzdu cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright, there is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha-aretz. Abad chasid. Abad chasid. The chassid, the goodly, the godly, perished, avad, chassid, mean, from ha'aretz, from the earthly plane, with yashar, and the upright, ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam, with yashar ba'adam, ayin, there is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. She ha'atzmot shelo eita poreru ad avak. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash notes, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name, whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings. The Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Bethar in 135 CE. Ani lechozer Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. Sheha atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired, By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, chassid, among them. There are upright, yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in the direction, instructions, in the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works, Thereupon Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Mezeh, Gemis Ot, Mim, Zain, Ehe, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau, Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Gamas Ot, is a corruption of Morisa Maot, that in turn is derived from the Greek Merisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes, thus the capital levy that Hadrian here imposed, a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, help Jehovah, for the chassid, for the goodly, the godly man ceases, for the faithful, the emunim, fail from among the children of Adam. Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar chassid, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam. A story of a chassid, a story of a goodly, a godly, a jar-like man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the chassid, the goodly, the godly man, found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, he had no idea of its value, and so he brought it back to thee, to the eye, end quote. She answered, quote, the box is all gold on the outside. And yet you say that he did not know its value? Then she said to the chassid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. She said to the goodly, the godly man, the chassid, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. And here, a Midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, may thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye. Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, umateka, thy people to read, emateka, thy fear, and translates the passage, may thy fear of Elohim, of the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye. Literally, may thy people be given over to thee, to the eye. Rather, may thy people cast thee out from their midst. They ask, dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box? And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, if there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world. And the Roman lady gave orders that the chassid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he please. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the chassid and the goodly, the godly man cast them out of there. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man ceaseth. Hoshea Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emuni mipne Adam. The end of the verse, for the faithful fail from among the children of men, ki fasu emuni mipne Adam. For the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the Emunim, fail from among the Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here, Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. The meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam, from among the bnei Adam, they do not fail from among the angels, they don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the Bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Hear, today Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear, Hebraically the Gimel, the Gamel verse. They speak falsehood, the Bnei Adam. How do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua Yidabru Ish Etar Aihu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidabru ish etar ehu, with flattering lip. Sifata chilakot, with smooth lip. Sifata chilakot, and with a double heart. Belev walev, belev walev, with in heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, with a double heart, with a heart and a heart. Belev walev, belev walev, belev walev, belev walev, yidaberu, do they speak. That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the Bnei Adam, conduct themselves. Shav yidaberu, yidabru, they speak falsehood. Shaua yidabru, ish, man. Eta ra'ayhu, with his neighbor. Sifata chilakot, sifat, lips, chilakot, lips of smooth things. Instead of ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely meant. Belev walev, yidaberu, believe, walev, with a heart, believe, walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Believe, walev, yidaberu. A tale of a city that had no salt. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come. Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, let us, make and I go to such and such a place, he replied, I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going. They said, as thou sayest. But then what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, make sure of this code. When I say, fetch me the yoke, give me the saddle. When I say, fetch me the plow handle, give me the sack. Here, Midrash note, i.e. in Est, he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife, to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do? He put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight. The muleteers left the same morning and, on the road, met their chief on his way back. They asked, why hast thou done this to us, to I and I? He replied, do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price. Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak.
Shau yidabru ish et re'aihu sifata chilakot belev walev yidaberu.
And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out.
A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city? His kinsman replied, yes, there are. Rav Yonatan asked, at what price? His kinsman answered, at such and such a price. Any time that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee, for the eye. After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet, Oset, she said, he is in the field. Rav Yonatan waited for him. But since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city, are there lentils to be had here? The man answered, no. Wilt thou take wheat? Instead? Wilt thou take wheat instead? Rav Yonatan said, I desire lentils. The man replied, there are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price. And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen asked of I, a price higher than what thou the I didst name. His kinsman asked, Didst thou perhaps say, I desire lentils? Maybe you said, I desire lentils. Rav Yonatan answered, yes. His kinsman said, hast thou said to the man of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, hear, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Shawa yidabru ish et re'ehu, sifat achilakota b'lev waleva yidaberu. Shawa yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish et re'ehu, man with his neighbor, sifat achilakota, with lips of smooth things, b'lev waleva, with a heart and a heart, yidaberu, do they speak. Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here Midrash notes as Jastro 969b, the ET, the edited text reads, Sura, a city of Babylonia, the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria, or Sura, to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, when thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye. Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here Hebraically, at the third, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et ra'ayhu, with smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth things, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak. Belev walev yidaberu. Belev walev yidaberu. That is to say, there is one word in their mouth and a different one in their hearts. With a heart and a heart. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. With a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite, 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 the opposite.
Mizmor Yud Bet Lamnatzeach על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, יפסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות, ולב ולב ידבר. יחרד אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה, אדוני, תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון,
Kerum zulut livene Adam.
Lam nasach al shemini mizmore David. Oshiado nagi gamachatid. Chatzu emunim mi bene Adam. Shav yedaberu ishit rehu. Tefat halakot bilel v'lev yedaberu. Yachret Adonai kol sifrei halakot. Rashon medaberet gedolot. אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדוננו, משולען מין ואין כעת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני אשית וישר יפיח לו, אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף שרוף, בעליל הארץ מזוקק שבעתיים, עתה אדוני תשמרם, תרנו מן הדור זו לעולם, סביב רשעים מתהלכון, קרוב זולות לבני אדם.
Not well. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side. The vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today Psalm is more Yod Bay, Yod Bay. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today Psalm is more Yod Bait. Hear Psalm 12. The dilate, the fourth verse, Hebraically, may the Lord, may Jehovah, cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakreti Yahuwah, kola, siftei yachlakot, may Jehovah cut off all flattering, flattering, lips, flattering. Lashona mi dabreta gdolot, the tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon medaberet gedolot. May Jehovah, he who be, we be cut off. Yakreti Yahuwah. All flattering lips. Kol siftei chilakot. The tongue, lashon, that speaketh medaberet proud things. Gedolot, big things. Gedolos, gedolos, gedolos. Bar Kapara taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious is slander that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him, as is said, may Yahuwah, may Jehovah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah, Yakret Yahuwah, may Jehovah, he who be, we be, cut off. Yakret Yahuwah, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Hear, 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 in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, This people have ucked up a great uckery. This people have sinned a great sin.
Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'am Hazeh Chata'a Gdola Vayasu Lahem Elohe Zahav.
And here, the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to He Who Be to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have ucked a great uck, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold.
Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh.
Yosef exclaimed of adultery in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
Enenu agadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo hasata mimeni miuma ki ima otata baasha ata ishto, aika eseh ha-ra'ah hagdola hazota, chatati le'elohim.
And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim?
Enenu agadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo chasata mimeni amuma ki imotaka ba'asha ata ishto, ve'eka.
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Hear. Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven.
Vayomer Cain Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya Min So.
Hear. Fuller verse. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Vayomer Cain Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya Min So, Gadola Evoni Min So.
My punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven.
Gadol eoni amin so, gadol evoni min so.
But it is written of slander, may Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things.
Yakret Yahuwah Lashona Midabreta Gdolot.
May Yahuwah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah. Tongue, Lashon, that speaketh Midabret, great things. Gdolot.
And here, Midrash note. The plural, gedolot, great.
Hear the word gedolot in Lashona Medabareta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, gedolot,
from gadol, great. Here the word is plural, the plural, gedolot, great.
This implies enormities,
gedolot, the plural, great. The greats, the great things.
Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. So here, the Midrash note is that gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. Hence, here, yakretio, mecha, cut off, lashona medabreta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Here, today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu, Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty, Sifatenu, Ainai lips, our lips, Sifatenu itanu, are with us. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu? Who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan, over us? Mi Adon lanu? Asher amru ali lishonenu nagbir. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu? Who has said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu? Rav Jose ben Rav Chanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Li lishonenu nagbir. With our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu? Mi Adon lanu? Who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, the Midrash note, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'ayhu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, the Midrash note, literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha'adon, Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, He who be, who He be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li lishonenu nagbir. Mi Adon lanu? The defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and seek slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanenu, 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 with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here, Midrash note on the defective spelling of lishanenu, our tongue. Here, the Midrash note is that the word is spelled here without the wow. Or some say the vav, but in the ancient Hebrew, the waweh, without the wow after the sheen. So here, looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, the wow being missing after the sheen. So lashon is spelled lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Lamed Sheen Wawa Nun. Here we have Lamed Sheen Nun Nun and Wow. Lishonenu. Ani Lechozer, I repeat, the defective spelling of Lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanenu, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atzmo, Elohim himself, God himself, Exiavihir Rasu. If one dear speak thus like this, cries out concerning slanderous, for in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Zadai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Mi yakum li ra'im mi'ra'im. Who will rise up for me? Mi yakum li against the evildoers. Ra'im mi'ra'im. Who will rise up for me? For I against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil? Unless it be Gehenna. But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou, the I from below. As it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Hear, 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 Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Hear, hear, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, that reads, Ma hiten leka, u ma yosifa lak, lashona remiya. Chitze gibora shinunim, aima gacheleya ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma yiten leka? And what shall be done to thee? Uma yosif lak? Thou deceitful tongue, lashon remiya. Sharp arrows of the mighty, chitze ya gibora shinunim, with coals of broom. Or, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What ma punishment? Yitain given leka to thee, uma yosifa lak lashon remiya, O slanderous tongue. Sharp arrows from the Mighty One, Chitzeya Gibor Shinunim, sharp arrows, the Chitze Gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, Chitze Gibor Shinunim, sharp, 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 above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. Aim Gachleya Ritamin, Chitze Gibor Shinunim, Aim Gachle Ritamin. Coals of juniper, coals of broom. Im gachle ritamim, rotamim. The roots of rotem, ritem, are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. The persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smite with a sword or he that smite with an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close, close, close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth so that it kills far away. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chayta shochet, the katib shochet. Chayta shochet, the karei. Chayta shachuta, lishona mirma, dibera befio shalom, eta ra'ayhu yidaber, ua bikirboa yasim arbo. And here, here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One, speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth. But in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said even in Psalm 57, Hebraic with the fifth verse, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim, even the sons of Adam. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth, their teeth, Chinit, spears, Wech, and Chitzim, and arrows. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, hear Midrash note. In Buber in the note, but the ET has Rav Shimon ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Why? Namaze. Why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons. The person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit. Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit. Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priests. Of that, deceit was spoken. And Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exiled ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Refer to Lamentations Rabbah, second edition. Ani lechozer, Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon. Where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Ezekiel 9 and 4 says, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Vayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kare Elayo. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Bora Betoka, Haira Betoka, Yerushalayim. Weahita Wita Tawa, Allah Mitzachota, Ha Nashima, Ha Ne Nachima, We Ha Ne Nakima, Al Kola, Ha To Ebota, Ha Na Isota, Betokaha. Here, full of verse. Yechezekel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betok Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tawa, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashima Ha'ne Nakima, Wehane Nakim. Ani Lechozer, Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betoka Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tawa, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashima Ha'ne Nakim. We hane nakim al kol ha to ebota ha na isota bitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of her. I am merely one of ha nashim ha ne nachim we ha ne nakim. I'll call her to ebota ha na esot de tokaha. And here Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus the PE, the print edition, Yalkut, The ET, the edited text, some say is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? Begin with them? As in the next verse it says, go ye y'all through the city and smite and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Hear. Ezekiel chapter 9 verses 5 to 6. Ua le'el amara be'aznaya ivrua ba'ira achrayo haku ala tachosa einkem ala tachmol. Here, verse 5. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Make not your eye spear, neither have y'all pity. Here, full of verse 6. Slay utterly old, the eldest and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom the mark, hatau, the tau, the true cross, hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient, that were before the house. Zakeina bachura ua betula with taf, with nashim, tahargua le mashchit. We all call ish asher alayo hatawa ala tikashu uwa miya mikadashia tacheluwa wa yacheluwa ba nashima hazikanim asher lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash note Rav's error answer. What was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua miya mikadashi, mi mikadashi, my consecrated ones. Here, the Midrash, no? As in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary, may, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary, by a slight change, mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart one, 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 evil. On account of the oppression, rephrase, ani lechozer, I repeat, on account of the downpression of the pole, on account of the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12. Hear the wow, the vav, the wow, the sixth verse Hebraically. On account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Jehovah. Mishoda enim me enkata evyonim. Ata akum, Yomar Yahuwah, for the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, mishod aniyim, the downpression of the poor, mishod aniyim, me enkata elyonim, for the sighing that enkat, me enkata elyonim, the sighing of the elyonim, of the needy. Ata, now, ata, ata, akum, now will I arise, akum, Yomar Yahuwah saith, Jahovah.
When judges seek to corrupt justice, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, makes His presence rise and depart from among them. For by now will I arise, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Ata akum Yomar Yahuwah. Now, Ata, I will arise, akum, saith Yomar, Jehovah, Yahuwah, 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 by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He means that I rise forthwith on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy, Mishod Aniyim, Mei Enkata Ebyonim. Rav Yudan said, the punishment for oppressing, for downpressing the poor, the punishment for downpressing the poor is greater than the punishment of the generation that perished in the flood. For of the generation of the flood, it is written even in Psalm 29, Hebraically, the 10th verse, the Lord sitteth upon the flood.
Yahuwah Lamabul Yashab. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah la mabul yashab. He who be who he be sat upon the flood. As if to say, if one dare speak thus, like this, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease. If one dare speak like this, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim punished them while he was seated at his ease. But in this verse, it is written, now will I arise. Ata, akum, now, ata, I will arise. Akum, as if to say that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, does not punish the downpressers of the poor without first rising to his full height. I will set him in safety while puffing up on him, while puffing upon him. Hear the wow verse. Ashita bi yesha'a yafiyach lawu. I will set him in safety while puffing up on him. Ashita bi yesha'a yafiyach lawu. Or I will set him in safety at whom they puff. According to Rav Hoshaya, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God said, even as I set the one in safety, I make the measure of punishment grow hot, 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 upon the other. Ashita bi yesha, yafiyach lawu, I will set him bi yesha, in safety, Yeshua bi yesha, ashita bi yesha, Yafiyach lawu. The words of Jehovah are pure words. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12. Hear the Zayin. Hear the seventh verse, Hebraically. The words of He who be who He be are pure words. Imrot Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorot. The words of Yahuwah, of He who be, we be, of Jehovah, Imrot Yahuwah, Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorota, are pure words. Imarot Tehorot are pure words. Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorot,
Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, in scripture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, speaks in a roundabout way, so as not to utter an unseemly word, as is shown by the previous discussion, the reasoning of the psalm of the Mizmor, Ashrei Ha'ish. Blessed, or Ashrei, happy, happiness is the man. Ashrei Ha'ish. And here, Midrash note, here, blessed is the man, or more correctly, happy, happiness, Ashrei Ha'ish, Psalm 1. See the Midrash on Psalm 1, the third section, the third parek. In another comment, the verse is read, the words of Jehovah, words concerning purity, were committed to the care of those who are pure as silver. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 12, Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear the Zayin, Hebraically the seventh verse, Imrota Yahuwah, Emarota Tehorota, Kesefa Sarufa, Ba Elila La Aretza. Mizukaka Shiba Atayim. Hear. In another comment, this verse, the Zayin verse, the first part, is read, the words of Jehovah, Imrot Yahuwah, words concerning purity, Imarot Tehorot, were committed to the care of those who are as pure as silver. Kesef Saruf. According to Rav Tanhum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isla, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, Blessed Be He, declared to Moshe, to Moses, quote, I gave thee two precepts that concerning the maintenance of ritual purity, to whose care were they committed? To the care of the Bnei Lewi, the sons of Levi, of whom it is written, even in Malachi 3:3, My messenger shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. My messenger shall purify the sons of Lewi, of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malachi, my messenger, Malachi, my angel, Malachi, my messenger. Hear the full verse from Malachi, chapter 3, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to Jehovah an offering in righteousness. Malachi. We yashava miyaz areifa, uwa miyat ahira kesef, we tihara eta bineya lewiya, we zikaka otama, ka zahaba, we ka kasefa, we hayula yahua magisheya mincha, biyaz edaka. My messenger shall purify the sons of Levi, of Lewi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malaaki, tihareta bineya lewi, awia zikaka otama, ka zahaba, wika kasef. And where in scripture are the two precepts to be found? One in the chapter on the paraduma, on the red heifer, the red hathor, whose ashes were used for lustration. In Numbers, in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22. And the other in the chapter stating under what circumstances a Kohen, a priest, may defile himself for the dead. The section beginning even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 21, verses 1 to 2 that reads, Say to HaKohanim, say to the priests, the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, say to them, There shall none, no one, defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his kin that is near to him. In another comment, the verse of the Mizmor, even Mizmor Yod Beit, today's psalm, Psalm 12 is read, The words of Jehovah are, Silver tried in the open before all men, refined seven times seven. Imrot Yehovah, Imarota Tehorot, Kesefaz Arufa, Ba Elila La'aretza, Me Zukaka Shib Atayim. In another comment, the verse here, the Zayin verse, the words of Jehovah are, Imrota Yehovah, silver tried in the open before all men. Kesef Tsaruf Ba Elila La'aretz. Refined 7 times 7. Mezukaka Shiba Atayim. Mezukak Shiba Atayim. Shiba Atayim. Refined 7 times 7. And here, Midrash note right here. Here, the Midrash note on silver tried in the open before all men. Silver tried in the open here. Kesef Saruf Ba Elila La'aret. Generally, this is rendered in a furnace of the earth. Ba Elil La'aret. Ba Elil La'aret. In a furnace of earth or in a crucible. In a crucible on the earth, a crucible for the earth. Ba Elil La'aret. And here, the second Midrash note on this verse right here, refined 7 times 7. Refined. Mizukak, 7 times 7. Shiba Atayim. Shivatayim. Shib Atayim. 7 times 7 are refined 7 times. In the Yehudi version, refined 7 times. But here, the commentator takes the dual suffix, of Shib Atayim. Shib Atayim, Shib Atayim, 7 times, to mean the square of 7, or 7 times 7. Shib Atayim, to mean the square of 7, 7 times 7. For a similar interpretation, also refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the 4th section of the Midrash, for a similar Targum, interpretation. Shib Atayim, 7 times, square of 7, 7 times 7. Shib Atayim. Rav Yanai said, the words of Torah were not given as clear-cut decisions. For every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke to Moshe, to Moses, He offered him 49 arguments. He offered him 49 arguments. By that, a thing may be proved clean. And 49 other arguments, by that, it may be proven unclean. When Moses asked, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, in what way shall I and I know the true sense of a law, of a Torah? HaElohim, the true God, replied, the majority is to be followed. When a majority says it is unclean, it is unclean. When a majority says it is clean, it is clean. And here, a Midrash note on the majority is to be followed. Here, the majority is to be followed. Here, compare with Shemot, Exodus chapter 23. Verse 2. And here in Shemot chapter 23, verse 2, it reads, Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrestle judgment. Or, Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou answer in a cause to decline after many to wrestle judgment. Lo tihye achere rabim ale raota. With lo ta'in al riba linotota achere rabim le hatot. Hear. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak or answer in a cause to decline after many or after the multitude to pervert justice. Lo tihye achere arabim li'ra'ot. With lo ta'inne al riba linotota achere arabim li'hat'ot. Rav Abahu said in the name of Rav Yonatan, Jonathan, Rav Akiva had a faithful Talmid, a faithful Deka Mezmor, a faithful disciple, a disciple named Rav Meir, who, with 49 arguments from Scripture, could prove even a reptile clean, and with 49 other arguments, could prove it unclean. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said, even children living in the days of Shaul and David, living in the days of Saul and David, and in the days of Shemuel, the days of Samuel, knew those subtle distinctions of the law, the subtle distinctions of HaTorah that elaborate 49 arguments by that a thing may be proved clean, and 49 other arguments by that it may be proven unclean. As was stated above in the seventh Mizmor, in the seventh Psalm. And here, Midrash note, a reference to the Midrash on Psalm 7, the seventh Perek, the seventh section of the Midrash, the study on Psalm 7. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua apparently translates Alil, in the open, Alil, as though written Olal, young child, and is thus able to render the phrase in the open in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the seventh verse, as young children in the land. And here the verse, Kesef Tzaruf, as silver is tried, Kesef, silver, Tzaruf, tried, Ba Elil La'aret, in a furnace of the earth, or for the earth, in a crucible, Alil, Ba Alil, Ba Alil, also Alil, in the open, Ba Alil, La'aret, in the open for the earth, as Ba Olil, Ba Olal, Ba Olal La'aret, bringing out the sense of young children in the earth. So, thus the full of four, Im Roti Yahuwah, Emarota, Tehorota, the words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesef Tzarufa, Ba Olal La'aret, as silver is tried, young children in the land. Refined seven times, or seven times seven. Me zukaka shiba atayi. They walk on every side of the wicked. They trod on every side of the ratchet. Hear the chet verse. Hear the eighth verse to the eighth verse right here of today's psalm. Right here, the ninth verse right here. The eighth verse, thou will keep them, O Jehovah, thou will preserve us, I and I, from this generation forever. Atah Yahuwah, tia shemerei, titzarei nuamina hadorzu le'olam. And here, the eighth verse, saviv arishaim ayita halakun, the wicked, the ratchet, walk on every side, saviv rishaim yita halakun. Here, brought out as they will walk on every side of the wicked. Sabiv Rishaim Yita Halakun. They will trod. That is to say, according to Rav Judah, the righteous will walk around and around the wicked, around and around the ratchet. Sabiv Rishaim Yita Halakun. The righteous, Hatzarik, the Tzarikim, in the Gan Ba'aden, in the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, will see the wicked, the ratchet, punished in Gehinna, Hebrew hell, Gehinna, and their souls will rejoice within them. As it is written, of this it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, that have rebelled against I.
Where
kia tola etama lotamut, we ishama loatikve, we hayua deraon lekol basar. And here you hear the fuller verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed, rebelled against me, against I. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. And they shall go forward and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, against I. And they shall go forth with Yatsu and see with Rau their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled, that have transgressed against me, that have rebelled against I. Haposhaim be. On that day, the righteous, HaTzadik, the Tzadikim, the righteous ones will give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the One, blessed be He, for the afflictions He has brought upon them in this world. As is said, even here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 12 and 1, in that day thou shalt say, I will give thanks to thee, to the I, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, with I, that is, in this world, thine anger is turned away, and thou, the I, comfortest me, and the I comfortest I. We amarta bayom hahu, o dekai Yahuwah ki anafta bi yashov apeka ua tenachmeni. Hear, full of verse, and in that day thou shalt say, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, I will praise thee, I will praise the I, O Dekai Yahuwah, though thou wast angry with me, with I, thine anger is turned away, and thou and the I comfortest I. With Amarta Bayom Hahu, O Dekai Yahuwah, Ki anavta bi yashov habeka uate nachmeini. That is in the hereafter, in the after, here, the hereafter, when thou, the I, lettest I see, makest I to see thy vengeance upon mine enemies, upon I and thy enemies. When will this be? Here, today's psalm. Mizmor Yod Beit, here, the ninth verse, when he will exalt Kerum, the most despised among the sons of men. When will this be? When he will exalt Kerum, the most despised among the sons of men. Kerum Zulat Livne Adam. When he will exalt Kerum, the most despised, Zulat, among the sons of men, the sons of Adam, Livnei Adam. The word here, Kerum, written defectively, must be read, when he will exalt Kerum, when he will exalt, that is, when HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will exalt HaTzadik, the righteous, and the Tzadikim, the righteous ones, who are most despised in the eyes of men, in the eyes of Adam, in this world. And here, Midrash note on Kerum, there should have been a wawa after the Reish. In Kerum, Hebraically speaking, there should have been a wawa, the six-letter wawa, some say vav, after the resh, after the Hebrew R. Without the waw, the word can be read as Kerum, when he will exalt. Usually, Kerum is translated, is exalted. So, Looking at the Masoretic, there should have been a wow, the W after the resh, the R. Without the wow, the W, the word can be read k'rom, k'rom, when he will exalt, usually as k'rum, k'rum, translated is exalted. So the full of full, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, the usual translation and reading of this verse, k'rum zulat, k'rum zulut, here, k'rum zulut, k'rum zuluta libnei adam. One reading, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, or k'rum zulata libnei adam, when he will exalt the most despised among the sons of Adam, the sons of men. And another comment, also by Rav Yehuda, by Judah, the words, when he will exalt Karum, Karum, the most despised, refers to the time, the Iwa, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, will exalt the vineyard, the Kerem, that is despised. The vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, is none other than the Beit Yisrael, none other than the Beit Yisrael, the house, the Beit of Yisrael, of the Tsar, the Prince of El. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaias, the vineyard of the Lord of Hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah, the plant of His delight. Ki karema Yahuwah Tzavaot Beit Yisrael V'isha Yehuda Neta'a Sha'ashu'ayowa V'yikawa Le'mishpata V'hineya Misapacha Li'etzedaka V'hineya Tzaka. For the vineyard of Yahuwah Tzavaot, of He who be, who He be, of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzavaot, is the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, and the men of Yehuda, His pleasant plan. And He looked for judgment, but behold, down pression for righteousness, but behold a cry, behold a shriek. Ki kerem Yahuwah Tzavaot, Beit Yisrael, with Ish Yehuda, Ne'a Sha'ish Ayoa, Wayikawa Lemishpata, Wihineya Misapach, Misapach, Li Sadaka, Wihine Sa'aka. Rav Nehemiah said to Rav Yehuda, Judah, how long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for us? How long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for I and I, for us? The verse should be read, the wicked, the ratchet, will walk on every side. The verse here, in today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, here, the tape verse. The verse should be read, Sabib Rishaim Yita Halakun. So Rav Nechemyahu said to Rav Yehuda, how long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for us? The verse should be read, the wicked, the ratchet, will walk on every side. That is to say, the ratchet, the rishayim, will trod around and around ha-tzadik, the righteous, the tzadikim, the righteous ones. The wicked rishayim will come out of Gehenna, Hebrew hell, and see ha-tzadik, the righteous, the tzadikim, dwelling at ease in the Gan Ba'eden, in the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Delights, and their souls will wither within them. As is said, His righteousness shall be exalted in honor. The wicked, the ratchet, shall see it and be vexed. Here, in Psalm 112, verses 9 to 10, it is written, His righteousness shall be exalted in honor. The wicked shall see it and be vexed.
Sidkato omedeta la'ada. Arnotaruma bekavoda,
His righteousness endureth forever.
Sidkato omedeta laada,
His righteousness omedeta laada stand, omedet laada forever.
Sidkato omedeta laada.
Arnotaruma bekavoda, His horn, karno, shall be exalted in honor. Tarum bekavod,
rasha'a
yireh with kaas. the wicked, the ratchet, Rasha, shall see and be vexed, Rasha'a, Yireh, Wikas, and vexed. When will this be? When he will exalt the despised among the sons of men, the sons of Adam. Hear. The ninth verse, Hebraically, in today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12. Sabiv Rishaim Ayita Halakuna Koruma Zullu Talibne Adam. When he will exalt the despised, Karum, Karoma, Zulut, Libne, Adam, among the sons of Adam. That is to say, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, exalts and makes known, exalts and makes known. When He, who He be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, exalts and makes known the commandments of Torah, that are despised in this world. Wherefore dost thou go forth to be killed? Because I circumcise my son. Wherefore dost thou go forth to be stoned? Because I kept HaShabbat, the Sabbath. Wherefore, why dost thou go forth to be burnt? Because I ate unleavened bread. Wherefore art thou lashed with whips? Because I performed the will of Abi Shabashamayi. Because I performed the will of my Father in heaven. As Scripture says, even in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6, wherefore are these wounds between thy hands? Because I was wounded in the house of those that caused me to be loved. Wherefore? Why? Wherefore are these wounds between thy hands? Because I was wounded in the house of those that caused me, that caused I to be loved, to be loved. We amar elayo, ma hamakota hayle ben yadeka. We amar ashara huketia beta me ahevai. Here, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6, KJV reads, and one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hands? We amar elayo, ma hamakota haile bein yadeka. Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. We amar ashara huketi beita me ahevai. That is to say, these wounds cause I to be loved, to be loved, to be loved by Abi Shabashamayi, by my Father in the heavens. And here, the final Midrash note right here, so reads the P.E., the printed edition. The E.T. reads, to love. That is to say, these wounds cause me to love Abi Shabashamayi, to love my Father Abi Shabashamayi in the heavens. Hence here, it is said, when he will exalt the despised among the sons of Adam, the sons of men, that is, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, exalt commandments that are despised in this world. Exalt commandments, even the Ten Commandments, that are despised in this in world, 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 this